I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
All right, Steph. This is going to be so much fun.
We have been looking forward to talking with her, and I'm super excited.
We've got a lot of questions.
Lots of questions.
Well, friends, our next guest is a renowned singer, social media influencer, speaker, and financial coach. She is currently working in her dream job as a Ramsey personality for Ramsey Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Tell Us a Good Story, Jade Warshaw.
JT!
Thank you for saying yes to us, Jade.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin and Steph. This is great.
Oh, we're super excited about this.
Okay, so I think Dave Ramsey is absolutely hilarious. I love how blunt he is. I love how matter of fact he is. Yeah. So since you've been working with him and you've been on the show, has he said anything to a caller where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he just said that, or it made you bust out laughing?
Well, I always bust out laughing. As a matter of fact, I feel like I'm laughing all the time. And I have to stop, like, because the whole show, I could just be going the whole time. And I have to not do that because you just can't laugh the whole time. But I find Dave to be very hilarious. The other day, he told somebody they were dumber than a dead brick. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but it's hilarious.
What's been your most memorable phone call that you've had so far?
Well, for the first phone call we ever had, when my first time on the show with Dave, a guy called in and he had birds. And I hear he was like, you know, I've got a business. You know, how do I know when it's time to, you know, move on with my business? And in the back, we're hearing like, like all this sound. And I'm like, dude, like, do you have monkeys? Like, what's going on back there? He goes, well, it's birds. It's exotic birds that I watch. And I'm like, oh, okay. This makes a lot more sense. It was great radio. It was such a crazy call. It was all the sounds in the background that made it so funny.
But Jade, you've been here, I guess, 9 months now, right?
A year.
Okay.
Yes.
Congratulations.
A year yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
At this point, are you surprised anymore by any of the listener calls? Like, I gave all my money to the TV preacher, or I spent all my money on crystals. Like, are you surprised at this point?
No, I'm not surprised per se. It's just like a guy called in the other day and he was talking about infinite banking, where you're like getting a whole life policy and borrowing against it and blah, 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 blah. And he called in to argue with Dave.
Uh-oh.
Like, he wanted to tell Dave that he was wrong. And so we knew going in, the producers told us, they're like, hey, this guy, he doesn't seem too irate, but do you want us to let him through? And we're like, yes, let him through. So this guy is just like, he starts off with, Dave, you said something the other day and it really pissed me off. And it's like, all right, here we go. But the guy was wrong. And, you know, Dave is putting him in his place. And in my head, I'm thinking, did this guy really think that he was going to be able to go toe to toe with Dave?
Right.
And win.
Uh-huh.
So things like that kind of surprise me. It's like, all right, try it. Just try it.
Okay. So you and your husband, Sam, were in debt over $460,000.
Oh, yeah. Girl, I want to hear this.
Yes. Can you share the story about how you and your husband got into that type of debt? Like, right when you got married as well. Can you share that story?
So my husband and I, we met in college. We both had... We're going to school for music and getting music degrees. And we got married 1 week after graduation. And, you know, it's like, here you are, you know, newlywed couple. It's like, what do we want to do with our lives? You know, we didn't have careers yet, right? I'm working at the mall. He's doing some studio sessions around town. No real career aspects. You know, we didn't know what we were going to do exactly. And we started looking through the bills. And, you know, that first 6 months when you graduate, your student loan payment is not due yet. It's on forbearance. And then when the 6 month point hits, that's when the bills become due. And so these bills start rolling in and it's like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on here? So Sam and I started having a conversation because I knew how much student loan debt I had, around $34,000. And it just seemed like there was a lot of bills coming in the mail with Sam's name on it. So I was like, what is going on? And so over time, because these are conversations that happen over time, he was able to say to me, hey, I have a lot of debt. I have $280,000 of student loan debt. Now, I can say that in this moment, looking back, now we know exactly how much it was. At the time, starting out, it wasn't quite that much because the interest and all those things hadn't accrued yet. So in his mind, he's like, yeah, but when I signed the note, it was only for $120,000. So we were so confused. We didn't understand interest. We didn't understand how these things work. And so there was so much confusion around how did it get this big, you know? So there was that part of it. And then, of course, we had the credit card debt, you know, a little over 20,000 in credit cards. And we had two cars we couldn't afford, which is painful because when I met Sam, he had a paid for Jeep Grand Cherokee, and we traded that in for a car note of a Hummer H3. So like just doing dumb stuff. Like we thought that that's what you do. You graduate from school, you get a new car because you graduated, and you use credit cards because that's how you build your credit. Like we thought we were doing all these things. You get student loans to go to school. Like we didn't understand that it was going to create the mess that it created. Not going to lie, it was pretty depressing. Like it was like, oh my gosh. And so I remembered hearing about Dave Ramsey on the radio. I'd heard him before. And in that moment, I kind of his voice kind of went into my head. And I was like, hey, there's this guy, Dave Ramsey. I think he can help us. And Sam was like, oh, yeah, I think I've heard of him. And so this was now a couple of years into our marriage. So we go to Barnes and Noble. We buy the Total Money Makeover. And it was the workbook version. And I remember taking it home to our apartment at the time that had nothing in it. And we start working through the numbers. And I looked at Sam at one point and I was like, we have no money. Like, how are we even going to start this? We have no money. And that was a rock bottom moment. It's one thing when you know you have a problem and so you go get help for the problem. It's another thing when you know you have a problem, you go get help from the problem. And then you look at it and you're like, can this even help me? Like, am I too far gone?
So what was the little things that you guys started doing at first to try to help alleviate some of this debt?
Yeah. So at that point, you know, our core income wasn't enough. We were musicians. We were making about $30,000. I'd gotten a job to work on a cruise ship, and my husband had gotten a job to work on a cruise ship as well together. And that was going to bump up our, you know, pay a little bit. I think we were going to be at $50,000. It was like, yes, $50,000. We can do this, you know? But the problem with that job was it was seasonal. So we'd go on for like 6 months and then be off for like three or four months, and then go back on. So we had these gaps of time where there was no money. And so it was like, okay, what can we do? And we just put our heads together. We're both musicians. So we started teaching lessons. Mm-hmm. And I love cooking and baking. And so I started making cupcakes. And my husband and I love dogs and animals. So we started training dogs. And I got a work from home job doing customer service for Apple. And I worked at a vinyl tint and lettering place. And my husband built websites. We just did whatever we could to make money. And we sold all the furniture in our house at one point because I was like, it's just the two of us. Like, we don't have kids. So let's sell our stuff. And so we did. And then we took it a step further. We were like, we're living in this townhouse. We're only here part of the year. Let's get roommates and cut the cost in half. So we just did that. And before you knew it, you know, we were getting the thing off the ground.
Wow. Is it true you slept on an air mattress?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you
ma'am.
You go, girl.
Yeah, we sold our furniture in 2010. And we had the air mattress, which we called the Cadillac of air mattresses because it was like raised higher off of the ground. We slept on that until 2015 when we bought a new mattress in cash. It was really cool.
Wow. Was there ever a point where you guys just started getting depressed? Like, what kept encouraging you guys to keep going on this journey?
A couple of things. I think the way, you know, you don't get to control everything, but you do get to control your attitude, and you get to control like what you're grateful for. And at the end of the day, you know, we were in a lot of ways, even though life was hard financially, in that moment, we were living the dream career-wise. We were working on cruise ships, which is something that we wanted to do. My career was performance. That's what I always wanted to do. So I was doing that and I was getting paid to travel the world and perform. My husband and I have performed in over 192 countries. And so there's part of that that during that time was like, oh my gosh, life is amazing. And then there's this other side of it that's like, yeah, but we don't have any money, you know? So, you know, you have to balance that, but it's all about what you focus on. At any time in anybody's life, there's things that are going on that are good and there's things that are going on that are bad. And we get to decide what we're going to focus on. We're either going to focus on life sucks because this thing over here sucks, or we're going to go, hey, this is not where I want it to be and I'm working on that, but everything over here is a blessing. And I am not going to walk through life and not be thankful that I'm healthy, be thankful that we get to travel the world for our jobs, be thankful that I have a great husband. Like, it depends on what you decide to focus on. And so that's really all there is to it.
So is it true then, you had the conversation, Sam, we're not having kids until we get all this debt paid off. Is that true?
Yeah, it was a little like that. It was pretty mutual. I think both of us were like, we can't afford it. You know, like, I got to make it clear. I would never tell anybody else, hey, don't build a family, get out of debt first. I would never tell anybody that, because that's such a personal decision. And, you know, people have biological clocks and things like that. But for us, I think it was one of those no-brainers. It was like, look, this is a mess. I really didn't want to bring children into my mess. I wanted to clean up my mess before I brought them into it. And just for like stress purposes, you know, like kids are expensive, diapers are expensive. And for us, there was a career component to it that it was like, okay, right now we're traveling 40 weeks out of the year. We can't have kids and do that. So what will our career be in order for us to have kids? And that was a big catalyst for us in figuring out how we were going to get our income up long term, which a lot of people need to consider. You know, side hustling is great, but you're not going to side hustle forever. And if that is the thing that is making your income sustainable, then you have a problem. Side hustle should just be to get extra income for a short period of time.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So, Jade, for all of our guests, I like to give a list of fun facts to let listeners and Steph know what you've done, what you've accomplished, and Steph is not aware of any of these, okay? So, you're going to see her genuine reaction to these. Jade got married to her husband, Sam, in 2007, 1 week after college graduation. So, like she said, they did all these side hustles, from voice lessons, designing websites, hosting jet ski tours.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
To getting roommates. That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen as newlyweds. Do you have a worst roommate story from that time period, Jade, where you guys had people move in and you have an air mattress? Did they get a matching air mattress in the other room?
So we moved in with some friends that were Sam's friends. They've been friends since high school. So Sam was like, I know Dave. I love Dave. I love Dave too. So I was like, let's do it. We worked with Dave a lot with music and I knew his wife. And so we moved in and honestly, it was great. The only thing is we're grown people living together and we're married. So we're going to have differences of opinions on decor, although there wasn't much decor. Or, you know, we'd be on a trip. We will have been gone several weeks and come back. And it's like you walk in and you're like, why does the house smell like curry? You know, like what have you been cooking? It's just roommate stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Nothing crazy, just, you know, when you share your home,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Folks live differently than you do, and that's okay.
Yeah,
for
but
sure.
It's different.
So then, with food being important, are you separating the fridge then down the middle? You get this side, I get this side.
Well, at that point, I was not a vegetarian yet, so not so much. I think we were just, it was just a interesting situation. I mean, it was very separate, but also not separate. I don't really know how to explain it. They had a better couch than we did. Let's just say that.
And probably a better bed as well.
Yes, they had a real bed. Look at that.
All right, Steph, next fun fact. Jade's background, like she said, is in music. She was a professional vocalist for 15 years. Has performed in what I had here is 92 countries. You said 192, I believe, just a minute
ago.
That's
right.
Okay.
Yeah, 192.
192 countries. Alongside her husband, Sam, he studied at the Berklee College of Music. He's an award-winning music arranger.
Mm-hmm.
So let me stop there. Do you still sing? Do you still perform, Jade, at churches or weekend events, karaoke night? Like, do you still perform anywhere?
Not really. I don't have time. I did get to last year at Smart Conference. One of our personalities, Ken Coleman, did a talk, and part of his talk was a song from The Greatest Showman. And he was like, hey, can you sing the song? I was like, sure. So that was fun. If the opportunity arises, I'll do it. And if it's a good opportunity, I'll do it. But I don't really have the time to go do that. So not really.
Steph, I bet Dr. John Deloney would love to have a jam session with
her husband,
Sam.
Wait, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. So I forgot about that. Here at Ramsey Solutions, we do a thing called Battle of the Bands.
Okay.
And so like different people who work here, like there's over 1,000 people working here. So there was like 10 bands.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And John, he was like, hey, we're like sitting there one day hosting the show. And in between segments, he's like, hey, I told the band that you'd come on and sing a couple songs. I'm like, okay, great. And so that's the way it happened. And we ended up getting to perform together. It was actually really, really fun. So
how'd you guys do?
We came in second.
Did you?
Second place. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that must be rigged. They're professional performers. How do you come in second place?
I don't know. We were singing like emo punk music. So there's that. There was that side of it. And at this point, it's all for fun. I can't be serious about it.
All right, Steph. In 2007, Jade and Sam became cruise ship entertainers with Royal Caribbean. Jade joined as a production cast member, and her husband became the bassist in the ship orchestra. Their unique talents led them to become headline entertainers across 10 cruise lines.
Wow, you know a lot about me. I feel kind of weird right now, Kevin. I'm just kidding.
So,
just joking.
Do you have any good cruise stories?
Yes.
You've got to have some good cruise stories,
Jade. You have to have
Jade.
Some good cruise stories.
I have a lot of cruise stories. Let's see. Okay, here's a story. We were in, I think we were in St. Thomas or St. Martin. And, you know, when you get off the ship, you have to be back on the ship at a certain time. Like you pull up in port, you have the day in port, and then you got to be back on a certain time so the ship can leave to go to the next port. So this one time we were there, I think it was St. Thomas or St. Martin, had to be back on the ship, let's say 4 o'clock. And Sam and I are on the ship. We're noticing, hey, like we're not leaving. Like what's going on? We hear the captain say, hey, we're waiting to leave, but we're waiting. We're missing a crew member. So we're waiting for that person to come on. And so we're waiting, waiting, waiting. And Sam and I are standing out on the balcony. We see one of our coworkers. She's running down the gangway to try to catch the boat. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's running. She gets on. And so I'm like, okay, well, she made it. I'm thinking it's all, you know, over. But at the same time, I also know as crew members, if you're late, you can get terminated, like you can get fired. And so later on that night, we find out that she has to speak with the captain, and the captain gives her the choice. He says, because we had already started leaving.
Oh,
and
no.
we had to come back for her. And so she's running, you know, and they're like, okay, let's go back and get her. I left out the most important part. So we find out later that when she gets on board, we're like, did you get fired? Like, what happened? And she goes, the captain gave me an option. He said that I could either be fired or I could pay for the gas that it took to turn the ship around and come back and get me.
Uh-oh.
She goes, I chose to pay for the gas. It was $20,000. $20,000 just
to turn it around.
Yes. I was like, that is crazy. Yeah, I think I would have been terminated.
I would have been like, hey, go and drop me off.
I got to
like,
find another ship.
Take me back to the crib. Yeah. Oh, man.
For free.
For free. Yes.
Oh, man.
I agree. What other stories do you have? I want another one.
Oh, man.
What is ship life like, I guess? Is it Groundhog Day? Every day is the same. You're going to the same spots like every 2 weeks or whatever. Is that what it's like?
In a way, yes. I remember when I first started working on ships, I felt so much guilt because my days were so incredible. I was like, this can't be right. Like, this can't be real life. Something bad is going to happen because I know people are like in their cubicle and I'm in like St. Martin and St. Thomas. And, you know, you're a performer. So in the day, your day is free. And, you know, the cruises were a week long and then we would turn around, new people would come on board. And so we were only doing 2 performances per cruise. And so the rest of the,
it's only at night,
you know, you're working from 7 to 10:30 at night. And so I'm sitting by the beach every day, you know, and I'm like, is this real?
Steph, what is one of the most asked questions we get about tell us a good story?
Do I really get that excited?
Besides that one.
Oh, how do we get all these incredible guests?
Correct. Yes. And some of our best conversations have been with guests who our listeners have reached out to us and said, you should talk to this person. To name just a few, Nick Vujicic, Coach Tom Ryan, Carol Motika were all recommendations from our listeners.
So if there's someone you would like us to interview and think they might be a great fit for Tell Us a Good Story, please let us know at kevinandsteph.com. You don't even have to personally know them.
True, but do me a favor. Before you submit their names, please make sure they are still alive. That has actually happened, and it is super hard for me to find their contact information.
But regardless, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Final fun fact. Since December 2022, Jade has been working in her dream job at Ramsey Solutions as a Ramsey personality. Mm-hmm. And so apparently she's been with the organization since September of last year. Mm-hmm. So it's the same show that gave her and Sam hope years ago. Mm. So now she's sharing her stories and giving millions of other people hope the same way that Dave did.
I love
to them,
that.
Which is incredible, the whole circle here. So can you share the story of how you actually became a Ramsey personality? Because I'm actually not aware of this in my research, so I'd love to hear this.
Okay, yeah. So let's go back to everyone's favorite year, 2020.
It's like my favorite.
Yeah, I know, right? 2020, as many people know, okay, so we've established the fact that I've been in entertainment before I came here. And so 2020 was terrible for the entertainment world.
Right.
Everything closed down. I remember with our travel agency, we've got entertainers all over the globe. And when all this happened, it was like we had artists stuck literally on ships, on land, in hotels, all over the world. And I was like, this sucks. Like, what is happening? And from there on, the cruise industry was the first industry to close down. And because of the virus and all these things and all the regulations that had to change, the cruise industry was the last industry to open up. Mm-hmm. Our business was closed for a year and a half. And
oh
our
gosh.
Business was our primary source of income.
Right.
And so thank God, I said it all the time. I was like, Sam, my husband, I said, can you imagine where we would be if we hadn't worked baby steps? Like, we would have been living in our parents' basement. But because of Ramsey, we had plenty of money saved up. Like, we were just in such a good situation. So thankfully, we were able to ride that out. But it did give me a lot of free time because a year and a half is a long time to just be alone with your thoughts. And so I remember thinking, like, I know that our business is going to open back up again. Like, I'm a Christ follower. So whenever things happen, good or bad, I'm always looking to be like, what am I supposed to be learning from this? What's supposed to be going on here? And I'm like, God, this is weird that we're just sitting here on our hands for. At that point, we didn't know how long it was going to last, right? Like, I look back on it, I know it was a year and a half. But in the moment, I'm like, I don't know how long this is going to last. What am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be learning? And so I started having this thought of, like, if music doesn't open up again, I'm not good at anything else. Like, what am I going to go do? Become a lawyer? Like, what happens to me? Because everybody's pivoting and turning their business to something else. And I'm like, I'm in live events. There is no pivot. Like, it doesn't exist. And so I started thinking, like, what would I do if this doesn't come back? And I just started remembering, like, hey, you're good at money. Like, you know about money. People come to you for money. People come to you to help them get out of debt. That's always been the case. Sam and I have always taught Financial Peace University to whoever will listen. You know, we've always taught it in our churches, and our friends have always said, hey, what should I do in this financial situation? So I started thinking about that, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should pursue this. Maybe this is a way that I can make some money during this weird worldly pause. And so I started a platform online. I called it More Feast, Less Famine, because I wanted it to be food and finance, two things I really love. And I would offer coaching and all of that stuff. And it started doing all right for somebody who just started. And my husband came to me. He goes, hey, Ramsey Solutions is hiring. But I always made the joke, like, I could never work for anybody, but if I did, it'd be Dave Ramsey. And so when he told me that they were hiring for personalities, I was like, that's crazy. That's impossible. He goes, no, Jade, it's true. So I was like, let's just see. Because I've always been a person that's like, you know, I'll turn the doorknob, you know, who knows what's behind the door. If it's a scary monster, just slam it, you know, you don't have to go through it. So I'm like, let's turn the doorknob and see. So I applied. They immediately got back to me and we started walking down this road together. And it was a 2-year process of getting to know each other, started in 2020. And in 2022, at the end of the year, you know, I was at dinner with Dave and he was like, I think it's time that we like pull the trigger on this. And I was like, yes, Dave, that is a great idea. And so, you know, the rest is history. And I, you know, obviously in that 2 year period, there was a lot of thought and prayer and, you know, because I resigned from our business and, you know, Sam has since replaced me and hired other folks and that's going really great. And I didn't know how I would feel about that, but it's been great. So this is just another chapter in life.
Okay. That sounds like the longest job interview ever.
It is the longest job
interview. 2 years?
Yes. 2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
I was trying to put myself in your shoes as I was thinking of how you became a personality, because that is not a normal job, right? So
no.
I was trying to think, what's the training like? Do you do run-throughs? Does Dr. John Deloney call in and ask you random questions? Like, how do you prepare for that first show?
Well, let's be clear. The interview process is truly just getting to know you. It's okay. Not tests. It's not, can you do this? Can you, like, don't get me wrong. Part of the process, we do an event here every year. It's called the Ramsey Influencer Event. And different influencers online, they come, they're invited to this event. And during that time, you know, the company can kind of watch them and see how they interact with people, see how they speak on stage, see how they. So it is a time of evaluation for sure. But you don't live and die by that necessarily. So I was at the influencer event and I did give a talk and the talk went over well. And I mean, that plays somewhat into it. I mean, you have to be able to do public speaking
right.
And that sort of thing. But the 2 years really was just, are you crazy? Because we want to make sure you're not crazy. We want to make sure if you go on the radio, you're not going to turn into somebody crazy and start talking like a weirdo. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So that's true. Right,
you know, because
yeah.
When you do, you go on stage and you have to represent the brand and you mm-hmm. have to represent the ideals here. And so you can't rush that. You have to make sure that people really get it. They're truly on a mission. They truly
yeah.
believe in this. It's a crusade, all of that. And then once you get the job, then it's like, hey, let's talk to you about, you know, how to go on live TV and let's talk to you about how to, you know, go on the radio. But that's so brief. That whole thing is like, it's fast. It's like, you better
really?
Come in here and just know what you're doing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff is like 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Final question then here.
Okay.
So has people tried to push your buttons yet? So on live TV, on live radio, social media comments, are they nitpicking about, I don't know, what you're wearing or whatever? Are people constantly trying to push your buttons in this role, Jade?
They can try. But like they can try, but like I'll quote Prince since he's on my t-shirt. The person who tries to play me plays themselves. So when folks come on and they're like, oh, that girl, I don't like her hair, or I don't like they think that they're gonna get in my head. I don't care. Like to me, if trolls are on the internet, they are sad people. And if they mm-hmm. have time to go in the comments and say something ugly about they didn't like the way you responded, or they think your answer's wrong, or they don't like your nail polish, or they don't like, I don't know, your glasses or whatever. That's just one of those things that I'm like, oh, I feel bad for you. It does not get under my skin at all.
That's
I
good.
Think that just comes with, I mean, it comes with it. I'm sure you
yes.
guys, you, I'm sure you experience it. You make a post and somebody doesn't like the way you said something. You know what your intent was. You know what your heart was behind it. And so you just, like Jay-Z said, you got to like get that dirt off your shoulders and just roll on with it, you know?
Jade, I love that. I love your confidence.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Well, listeners, for more information about Jade, you can go to the website, jadewarshaw.com, or her social media pages. On Instagram, it's at Jade Warshaw, and on Facebook, it's at Jade Warshaw Personality. And we'll put links in our show notes so you can click on that and go right to those pages. Well, Jade, you are fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. John said it.
Yes. Dr. John Deloney, we talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he's like, listen, y'all need to talk to Jade Warshaw. I've already told my wife she's probably going to be my boss in about 5 years from now.
That's crazy.
Just, he's like, you need to talk to her. And he was correct. You did not disappoint. You,
no.
you exceeded our expectations.
Thank
you.
Yes, you did.
So
you're fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I loved you guys' energy. I feed off of that so much. So thank you. Thank you.
Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.